From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The New York State Comptroller's Office, August the 1st, released its report on local sales tax collections for the first half of 2018, showing the amount of tax collected in both Columbia and Greene counties has increased. Columbia County collected more than $20.2 million in sales tax during the first 6 months of 2018, 7.7% more than during the same period last year, making it the county with the second highest increase in collections in the capital region behind Albany County. During the same period, Greene County collected $15.4 million, a 3.37% increase over the first half of 2017. Columbia County Treasurer Thomas Dawes said, and I quote, "We have had very good growth in our sales tax. The county has become a destination place and a good place to live," end quote. Sales tax is the largest source of revenue in Columbia County. In Greene County, sales tax collected totaled $30 million, making it the largest source of revenue in that county as well. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "This is obviously good news, and we take good news when we can get it," end quote. The Comptroller's report attributed the increase in sales tax collections to higher gas prices, low unemployment rates, and high consumer confidence. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting at Capital Confidential, a social media campaign launched by Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul against New York City Councilman Jamani Williams, her Democratic primary opponent, is causing some blowback. The 32nd spot argues that Williams cannot be trusted to deal with the state's $168.3 million budget because he failed to pay $10,000 in taxes and defaulted on a $625,000 loan for a failed business. USA Today reporter John Campbell noted there was an overwhelmingly negative reaction to the advertisement on Twitter. One user wrote, and I quote, "Shame on him for not being born into a wealthy, powerful family, tisk, tisk. Congrats on being rich enough to call someone out for not being rich, I guess," end quote. Another user wrote, and I quote, "How progressive are you," end quote. The advertisement was condemned August 6 by Williams and by gubernatorial candidate Cynthia Nixon. The spot is available on YouTube and via social media platforms. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. The Village of Catskill is reporting on its Facebook page, a boil water order has been issued for all customers of the village's water system. There are concerns about an algae in the water source. According to the post, officials have attempted to solve the problem, but the recent rains were too heavy and the runoff too great to reserve conditions. The boil water order is in effect until further notice. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting 34 of the safest 50 municipalities in New York are located in the Hudson Valley, according to SafeWise.com, an online safety resource review site. The town of Cairo was the only local municipality to make the list at number 31. Most of the towns and villages that made the cut are located in the mid to lower Hudson Valley. The evaluation is based on the number of violent crimes in each community per 1,000 people, as reported to the FBI. The safest community in the state, according to the site analysis, is the town of Lewisboro in Westchester County. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. A donor to 19th Congressional District candidate Democrat Antonio Delgado has filed general objections to petitions submitted by three independent candidates in the race. The petitions were challenged by Rima Liscom, a member of the Rhinebeck Democratic Committee. Liscom has contributed $300 to Delgado's campaign since 2017. The petitions being challenged were filed by candidates Diane Neal on the Friends of Diane Neal line, Dal LaMonica of the Hudson Valley Happiness line, and Lucia Parker of the Making It Possible line. Petitions can be challenged for not having enough signatures, invalid signatures, procedural errors, and other problems. Specific objections are due to the State Board of Elections by August 9th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.